Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Title IX of the U.S. Civil Rights Law has for the last 4 years and for the 8 years of the Obama administration been a very hot topic for one reason and one reason alone. Half of the country, despite saying they stand strongly for women's rights, has refused to define what a woman is, many for fear of being labeled hateful, bigoted, or intolerant. What it boils down to is people refusing to admit the truth, in this case, the truth of biology, that there are only two sexes, male and female. As a result, women and girls were subjected to years of abuse in the form of biological males invading their restrooms and locker rooms, dominating their sports, taking their scholarships, and winning the championships that were set aside exclusively for women and girls. Most conservatives generally believe that the definition of female should be constrained to biological females, as the original congressional framers of Title IX assumed would be the case. But many liberals have been less willing to stand firmly on that ground that recognizes biological truth and reality. But then comes President Trump, who during his very busy first week in office issued an executive order making it abundantly clear that the federal government would no longer accept the previous definition of a woman, that is, anyone who happened to feel like a woman at a particular moment in time, and returns the definition to the historic, traditional, and biologically rooted one, biological human female. He said, there are two sexes, male and female. The exact wording of the order is this, quote, sex shall refer to an individual's immutable biological classification as either male or female. Sex is not a synonym for and does not include the concept of gender identity, end quote. Of course, this common sense, biological reality and truth, coupled with a clear denouncement of so-called gender identity, sent liberals into a tailspin and all kinds of ire has been on display. Many miss something that will eventually be even more disconcerting to these folks in the president's executive order. Keen observers may have noticed another phrase that was sneaked into the order, from conception. Section 2, subpoints D and E, in defining female and male state, quote, female means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell, and male means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces a small reproductive cell, end quote. This is an important development for two reasons. First, that Trump and his administration are clearly and unequivocally agreeing with truth, the truth that one's biological sex is fixed and cannot be changed. And second, the truth that a human person is created at the moment of conception and his or her sex is determined at conception. Gender is indeed a social construct. What does this shift mean practically right here in the Badger State? For one, it means that our friends at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty are preparing new legal actions in defense of female students and parental rights in the wake of this new executive order. We now have a federal government that supports the scientific biological position, supports truth, and we can and must use that to protect women and girls. Under normal circumstances, this would be major national news, but for better or worse, President Trump has issued so many groundbreaking orders and executive actions that the media has not been able to catch up. This was not the only major victory for family, faith, freedom advocates this week. President Trump also pardoned Americans who were in prison for praying outside of abortion clinics, ended DEI hiring practices that often discriminated against conservatives, and withdrew the U.S. from the World Health Organization, among many other orders. Much of what happened last week bodes well for marriage, family, life, and religious freedom. But we have known for years that the real game is at the state and local level, where efforts are already afoot right here to find ways to undermine the president's orders, especially regarding the one causing so much uproar among the LGBTQ plus crowd. I've often said, evil never sleeps, it doesn't even take a nap. And that means Wisconsin Christians must remain ever vigilant to safeguard our God-given freedoms and to preserve and advance truth right in our own backyard. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.